Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, trying to swallow my water.
Ah, and I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about be careful what you wish for. It's coming.
That could be taken so many ways.
What the hell is he talking about now?
I am curious. What are you talking about?
All I ever dream about, besides Jill, is buying cheap real estate.
Careful what you wish for.
It's coming.
Did you wish for me?
Yeah.
Long pause.
I wished of the concept of you, and then you personified it. Like, all I want is a girl who's just not crazy.
Thank you.
Is pretty easy on the eyes, and can hold her tequila. Turns out it's Jill.
That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty much what men want.
Okay, all right, got it. That's funny.
And that waking up happy thing that you're talking about, I think, yesterday or the day before? Yeah, that's what guys want, too.
Thank you.
They just want everyone to wake up happy and not be, you know, not have a personality disorder. That's helpful.
I agree. Oh, boy, I agree.
Or an eating disorder.
You know, it's, when this whole virus thing, you know, all the different medications that are popping up, I'm seeing a bipolar medication pop up the other day.
Are you getting ads like that?
No, yes, I saw an ad. It was on TV. So I'm laughing, going, are more bipolar cases being reported now because people are spending so much time together? Baby, you're bipolar.
Oh, I'm sure it's the man's fault, too.
I'm like, oh, that's funny.
You bring out the bipolar in me.
I'm like, well, what was really funny about it? In this ad, I'll tell you, it was at 4 a.m. last night. I woke up, I couldn't sleep. So I'm down, I don't know why, I'm watching TV, it was stupid.
That would be the tequila.
That's probably it. So this bipolar ad pops up, and it's a man. It's the wife and the kid and it's the man that's manically organizing the garage, and then he can't get out of bed.
Please don't send us email. We are both sensitive to stuff and people's stuff, and
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna get 50 emails.
I'm sorry.
On this.
I didn't mean to pick on anybody. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Do we need to bleep that
it's
out?
It's both of us.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is serious.
I don't know. We're not picking on that.
No,
it's just,
no.
Here's the thing. I know you can't help being bipolar if you're bipolar, but I'm sorry. I don't want to marry you.
Oh.
You know.
Just talking about all the different drug things that are running. It's a different mix.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure all that stuff's happening right now.
Okay.
All of it. You know, and having a... Never mind. Before we get into the show... Let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
This is Steven's way of trying to save me when I put my foot in my mouth.
No, it's
big
not.
Time.
It's not you.
Okay.
And hey, whatever
I've
happens on the show, I'll go through it with you. I'll stand right next to you and
take it on the chin. Thank you. Oh, gosh. Okay. Billy wrote... I received an interesting email from my land.com rep today. She states these stats. She shared these stats. Oh, you told me this was in here. Their traffic was up 11.2% in the last 30 days, and leads increased by almost 5% as well. With an increase in people wanting to escape crowded cities and the economic downturn this could create is a unique time for the land business. Motivated sellers offering steep discounts for land while an increase in buyer pool helps hold prices higher. Thoughts? Yes.
This is a perfect parlay into today's topic, which is called Be Careful What You Wish For Because It's Coming. This is the meat of the show. There's never been a better time, and there never will be a better time in your lifetime than to become get in the real estate business from houses and land and flipping land. This virus and this economic downturn will push people out of expensive cities, A, because they can't afford it anymore, and B, because they just don't want to be there.
And C, because they can work remotely. Now
you ask
it.
Somebody.
They don't need to be there.
I used to do this for sport a long time ago. I haven't done it lately. I'm from Detroit, so this is a really easy question to ask other people who live in Detroit. why do you live here? You know, I can't. The only reason I live here personally is because I'm just waiting to get a job, to get a job offer somewhere west. Why do you live here? Well, because my parents are here. Or this is my favorite one. If I moved away, where would I get my dry cleaning done? What?
I know. I have a great, an established dentist. I've got a great whatever. Like, you know, we have medical care other places.
So this is the same situation. You know, all those reasons are gone now. Well, the dry cleaner's not open anymore. Turns out there's other dry cleaners anyway. And everybody stopped smoking, so you don't have to get your stuff dry cleaned anyway. Think out of the box. They made us go work at home, all of us. Mm-hmm. We're all working at home. I can do that in a $12,000 house in Southern Illinois if I want to. Mm-hmm. There's never been a better time to buy real estate than now. And it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. It's going to get cheaper and better and more accessible. And you're in the right place, mm-hmm. because you're listening to the show from two people who love to spend money on real estate for you. And our group is packed full of people who love to spend money on really cheap real estate. So be careful what you wish for. It's coming. The cheapest real estate on the planet. And I mean that. Mm-hmm. On the planet is about to hit.
Oh, I was going to ask you. Please share with us the cheapest dollar amount per parcel you have spent.
At the end of the recession, last recession in 2011, I was buying rural vacant lots in Arizona for between $10 and $500. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Mm-hmm. Happily. Mm-hmm. And they were happy sellers. I was a happy buyer, and I was reselling them on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Did I buy them real cheap when the economy was awesome? Hell no. It takes an economic downturn to really, really equalize. Mm-hmm. You know, banks like to call it, and the people that talk on the TV like to use phrases like market correction. That cracks me up.
Well, they do that every August too.
Correct the market?
Yeah.
Why? Because of schools?
No, the numbers. No, the market does that.
The stock market?
Yes.
I'm talking about any market.
Oh, yeah, your market.
It could be oil. It could be real estate. It could be any commodity, like, you know, milk. Mm-hmm. There's always a market correction. It's just, there's ups and downs. And you can vary, if you look back and study this stuff, and you should, or if you've listened to the show consistently, we're all waiting for this. It's going to happen 10 or 15 years from now again.
It will happen again.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it can't always.
Yeah.
It can't always go up and up and up indefinitely. The sad reality is, when it does happen like now, what's really happening to people and the livelihood and the people that are affected, it sucks.
So there are some people right now that got the rug pulled out from under them, especially in the hospitality industry. That's not fair or cool.
Yeah. You know,
a 20% decline in revenue is just about what any company can kind of handle and still stay in business in general.
Right.
Not 100%. Restaurants have 100% decline in revenue. So they can't handle that. And by the way, landlords do too. People just stop paying. If you own a 4-unit apartment building and one person decides not to pay and you have a mortgage on it, you're not going to make that mortgage payment. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, we got off on a tangent here. For us investors, even if you're a stock market investor, whatever you invest in, this is it. I would be doing two things. We are doing two things. Number one, aligning yourself with tons of money, because I'll tell you right now, Jill and I are going to run out of money. That's how much real estate we're buying.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
About what's coming in.
So we've created these groups, Land Academy and House Academy, so that we can create business partners for ourselves, and they're just waiting. So number one, that's going to happen. You're going to be careful what you wish for, because you're going to run out of money. Mm-hmm. And number two, you need somebody to sell these properties to. You need somebody who lives and dies by buying buying real estate from you. In the house's case, we did it a couple of episodes ago. You need to find these landlords. I'm carrying the show right now because Jill's flipping through
the phone. You are. Well, I was going to show you the thing that, here we go. Just about the best thing right now, industrial industrial and so, sorry.
What's the sentence? Okay.
I was trying to find that. We were talking about the asset classes now, which are going to be the strongest going forward. Careful what you wish for, right? So I was going to look up that article that I had earlier. And I
industrial real estate, meaning warehousing and mm-hmm. manufacturing, is going to be very, those sectors are going to grow very rapidly. Mm-hmm. Office will dramatically decline.
It's going to change.
In actuality, a percentage of it, a material percentage, will go away forever. Everybody just realized now they can work from home. And if they can, they will. It's just cheaper.
Well, not only that, the days of packing people in a room may not be a thing anymore. Yeah. You know, we've all seen those environments where it's cube, 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 and sometimes they don't even have a wall. Right now, it's just desk, desk, desk. They're talking about a whole new way of doing offices. One of the major companies here in Los Angeles has now called it like the 6 feet office. They're actually rolling out a model for a new office space. I'm not kidding. Well, they're calling it the 6 foot plan.
An office owner's dream, because now you have to have, you know,
twice as much,
like 10
square
times.
Footage.
It used to be like 100 feet for per person, or right. It doesn't matter, including common areas.
Right.
So that's never going to happen. It's too expensive, and companies. And why? Why would I absorb this, all this? And my people are happier when they're at home, and they're just as productive. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Same thing with retail. Oh, it turns out I don't have to go buy the stuff. They're going to send it to my house.
Yeah.
So
now's the time.
That's here to stay.
Well, careful what you wish for. To me, is like, think about what you really want to get out of this, and be ready. If you're doing what we do, great. Get better at it, and get more efficient at it, and get your cash together and stay cash. That's one of the things too that we've talked about. Ourselves privately recently is how lucky are we? I don't have a loan on anything.
Yeah. That's because
we got,
you know, we got knocked to our knees in 2009 and 10, Jill and I both together, because that wasn't the case.
It's true.
We go into office buildings, you know, mortgages and stuff, and we got killed on that stuff. We were lucky enough to write checks to get ourselves out of it. So the lenders accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would have been catastrophic. So we knew, hey, it's going to happen. I was sitting around, Jill and I were sitting around sipping coffee, telling each other in 2010 and 11 that, hey, it's going to happen in 10 or 15 years again. Here we are, 10 years later.
And you know, we did too, by the way. We're still buying and selling properties, buying and selling land, especially.
Yeah.
It never went away. And here we are, still at it.
Now is a great time to get into the real estate business.
Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can find us over on the House Academy Show.
Next week, join us on the Land Academy Show for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is such a strange topic because you have to dance around the fact that this is a huge misfortune.
I know.
And so it's like we talk about this stuff and there's great opportunity out there right now. There's also some serious tragedy, and I don't want to sound compassionless about it, but it really is a great opportunity.
I know.
And all these people, the kids that are in their 20s and 30s, are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. So the ones who survive it, please, please mark your calendar. It's going to happen again in 10 years. So don't go out and buy an expensive house and expensive cars and leverage the heck out of it. Now is the time to learn. And if you know what, if it knocks you to your knees and you got to file bankruptcy or whatever, go ahead and do it. Get past it. Your credit's going to recover. Your ego's going to recover. Just don't do it again.
That was really good.
Sound like your dad, don't I?
Totally. Speaking
not
of which.
Not your dad.
No, I know. A dad. But no, it was really funny. You said the kids are going to remember this. These kids nowadays are going to go to their kids. You know what happened to us? We got sent home from school. We had to do this and this. And we had to learn. And so you're going to learn just like I had to do.
Your kids are so lucky. I got virus. I got the SARS.
Exactly. I couldn't see my friends for months. I didn't get to play out my sport. You guys are lucky. Yeah. So get up and get to practice.
World goes around.
Exactly. The Land Academy Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and irritation. This is my new thing now. To buy undervalued property. Ah.